Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight on KRCP. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, talking today with Evelyn Cheatham, who is, of course, the founder of the Worth Our Weight program, chef, mentor, and now a Woman of the Year, so named by Congressman Mike Thompson, and congratulations for that.
Thank you so much. I was floored when he called, and I'm just really honored, tearfully honored by it.
You got a nice plaque or everything?
Got a nice plaque. I had a nice reception with the congressman and the four other women that he nominated from four other counties. You know, you think you're going to be ready when you get a phone call. You never know who's on the other end of the line. So I answered the phone, and he said it was Congressman Thompson. And I said, what are you up to?
And he said, I'm here to put you on the spot.
And then he told me, and I just kept saying, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? It didn't hit me. I thought I would be more calm and composed, but no, I was just a goofball.
But undoubtedly deserving.
That's what people say. You know, Bruce, I live my life the way I sort of coach the kids to live their lives. Put your head down, get your work done. So day by day, I go around and I put my head down and I try to get my work done. And here we are in the 10th year of Worth Our Weight. And I expected to get this far, but you never know how things are going to go. So I am immensely grateful. But when it's all said and done, you still put your head down and you get your work done.
Well, let's talk about your work. 10 years on, Worth Our Weight has been a going concern all this time. You thought you would get here, but did you have any idea what it would look like when you got here?
No idea. No idea at all. Just put one foot in front of the other. That's how I managed to keep going. Just put one foot in front of the other. My vision is not too far ranging. Sometimes I have big ideas. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. But mostly it's about getting the kids trained and in jobs. And that's what I work on day after day.
In the event there are a few people listening who may not be acquainted with Worth Our Weight, let's tell people briefly what it is and how it works.
Well, what we are is a culinary apprentice training program for at-risk youth, and it's free. They just have to come in, learn, and work. When they complete, we place them in jobs. We have 100% placement rate with our graduate students.
That's impressive.
And they're doing well around the county, and we've got some kids on the East Coast now.
So how many kids have been through the program in this 10-year period?
We think about 525. In the first few years, we didn't count, but approximating it, it's been about 525.
And are you still in touch with most of them?
Well, I'm in touch with a lot of them. They do stay in touch. You know, the blessed thing about some of these young people is that they come and visit me on holidays. Last Mother's Day, so many of the kids showed up. None of them said Happy Mother's Day, but they all brought me something. They all brought me candy and flowers and things like that. So I thought that was really sweet. It was very sweet.
Right. So looking forward then, maybe another 10 years, what's on the horizon for you?
Well, we have another property that we're gonna work on a capital campaign for, to build a bigger, better restaurant where there can be more kids and there can be more things for them to do. And it's closer to the transit mall as well. The kids have a hard time getting there on the weekends, especially the ones that have to start at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays. There's just no bus service for that. So when we do build our new location and move in, we'll be a lot closer to the transit mall for kids to get there.
And you'll just relocate to the bigger site.
Yes.
You're not going to try to manage two places.
Not forever, no.
How do you find the kids who come to the program?
A lot come through the schools now. A lot come through the continuation schools and the high schools. We get a lot of support from that. We get a lot of support from programs that are involved with children who are aging out of foster care. That's mainly where we get the kids, and that's mainly our focus, is to take kids who are coming out of foster care, kids who have been on probation, and kids who are struggling in the normal school system. Now, some of our kids don't have any math skills. A lot of our kids don't have any reading skills, and they're the ones that sort of just fall behind, and people sort of forget about them. And everybody does kitchen work at some point in their life, whether it's making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at home or getting a job as a wait staff. Food is always a part of our lives every day. And what this does is not only teach them skills, but we feed our kids. And what a lot of the graduates have said is that eating together is the most important thing, the most fulfilling thing that they've learned and taken away from the program.
When you chose the name, you gave yourself something to live up to. I guess you've done it.
Thank you. I chose the name mainly because a lot of the children seem to be lost and drifting and sometimes without family support. So they're all precious to me. And so they are worth their weight in gold. And that's what it's all about.
Well, Evelyn Cheatham, congratulations on being Woman of the Year. And thanks for talking with us today on Sonoma Spotlight.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
That'll do it for today's program. As Roland would say, have a great day.